Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As we've reported frequently, and as you probably know from personal experience, this has been a summer of chaos at airports around the world. Just yesterday, airlines canceled 900 flights in the U.S. alone. Another 5,000 were delayed due largely to weather in the Northeast. But with climate change driving more and more extreme weather, this just may be a sign of things to come. Our transportation analyst Seth Kaplan joins us now. And Seth, I know the experts you've heard from are saying that this really is just the tip of the iceberg. What kind of future problems are we talking about here?
We're talking about perhaps many orders worse than what it is right now. You know, there are a lot of aircraft and airports, for example, that are rated to handle certain conditions. And right when you get on the other side of certain conditions, it doesn't work anymore. And kind of like a lot with climate change, things that were once really rare, right? An airport in a hot place getting beyond, you know, 120 degrees Fahrenheit, when that becomes more common, all of a sudden there are all kinds of airplanes that just can't take off in those conditions.
I want to get specific here. Politico pointed out this month that the runways themselves are not equipped. I mean, think about the melting tarmacs in the UK with the summer's heat wave. I mean, that's just one specific example.
Exactly. A place where they just didn't have to build runways to withstand the kind of heat that you now see. But yes, and then you get into the vicious cycles of sometimes there's just more intense carbon emissions needed to build the things to combat the carbon emissions. You have to weigh all that in terms of life cycle carbon emissions. But yeah, the hotter it is generally, the longer of a runway, just sort of in very simple terms, you need. So there are airplanes that, you know, in typical conditions, or at least what used to be typical conditions, were fine to take off. But all of a sudden, when it gets hot enough, they just don't have enough runway to take off. You would need a longer runway. And those are kinds of things that the industry will need to develop to keep up with climate change.
Right. So people are thinking about this. What is the airline industry, or even governments around the world, what are they doing to adjust?
Well, with governments, it tends to be a part of the larger climate picture, right? Just developing different specifications, things that, as I said, were once very rare have now become more common. And so when you think of, you know, runways at airports at certain elevations above sea level, what used to be a 100 or 1,000 year flood could now be much more common. And in terms of the airline industry, yeah, just developing specifications, not ordering airplanes that can't work at certain airports anymore more frequently than once would have been the case. Those kinds of things, just updating their own specifications.
Now, critics are going to say that the industry itself is among the worst offenders when it comes to greenhouse gas emissions. Yesterday, we saw that Austrian Airlines was criticized by regulators for misleading consumers about the supposedly sustainable fuels they were using in their airplanes. So tell me about that and what kind of responsibility airlines are taking to reduce their carbon footprints.
Right. And airlines reject that criticism. They say, look, overall, they're responsible for, you know, 2 or 3% of global emissions, not a large number compared to some other industries, but it's a growing percentage. Austrian Airlines was saying, hey, we're flying certain routes with what they called 100% sustainable aviation fuel. Critics pointed out, and regulators too, not really, because you could only fly with half sustainable fuel and they were counting on carbon offsets for the rest, which, yeah, so a lot there. They've apologized and said they'll be more sensitive.
All right. Seth Kaplan, thank you very much.